Welcome to your food for thought this week from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Vehicle heat stroke is one of the leading causes of traffic-related deaths for children in the United States, resulting in the deaths of 883 young children since 1998. The Person and Granville County Cooperative Extension offices, along with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, wants to remind parents and caregivers about the dangers of vehicular heat stroke and leaving children in hot cars. We hope to remind parents and caregivers that before ever walking away from a vehicle, look before you lock. In 2019, there were 53 preventable deaths of children in vehicles. Most years, one child dies from heat stroke nearly every 10 days in the United States, from being left in a car or crawling into an unlocked vehicle. What is most tragic is that every single one of these deaths could have been prevented. We urge all parents and caregivers to do these three things to help prevent child heat stroke. Make it a habit to look in the back seat every time you exit the car. Never leave a child in a vehicle unattended, and always lock the car and put the keys out of reach. Know the warning signs of heat stroke, which include red, hot, and moist or dry skin, no sweating, a strong rapid pulse or a slow weak pulse, nausea, confusion, or acting strangely. If a child exhibits any of these signs after being in a hot vehicle, quickly spray the child with cool water or with a garden hose. Never put a child in an ice bath. Call 911 or your local emergency number immediately. A child's body temperature can rise up to 5 times faster than an adult's, and heat stroke can occur in outside temperatures as low as 57 degrees. On an 80-degree day, a car can reach deadly levels in just 10 minutes. For more information on vehicle heat stroke, you can check out the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website. With September starting, it is hurricane season. It is here and you need to get prepared. Disaster preparedness is not something you want to let go until the last possible minute. We know putting together a disaster preparedness kit can be time consuming, but here are some tips to help you. Many people know about food and safety items, but we want to also take a moment to remind you about the importance of paperwork. You need to take the time to gather and safeguard important documents. These documents include, but are not limited to, your driver's license, insurance policies, birth certificates, social security cards, and all of the other pesky things that are difficult to replace if they are lost or destroyed. You also need to make your own documents, such as an inventory list of your home's contents and belongings. This could be something you do one time and then you just keep it updated. Instead of just making a list, it would be wise to take pictures of some of those items or even writing down the model or serial numbers so you can easily determine the value of these things. Making lists or gathering these documents are only half the battle. You need to store these documents in a safe deposit box, a fire waterproof box, or some other place safe from the ravages of a natural disaster. We understand preparing for a disaster is time consuming, but it's a lot less time consuming than trying to figure out what you lost after it's gone. This has been the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service with your food for thought. Thanks for tuning in this week.